curious here, Mary Ellen. I was at a meeting earlier in the week for pastors, retired pastors, and parish leaders, and happened to sit next to your deacon. I said, "Hey, did you get started on those light replacements in church?" I said, "I helped minimally, but I helped build those years ago." He says, "No, we are giving some away." I said, "Well, I'll take a couple. In fact, if I'm going there Sunday, I'll just take them after Mass." I said, and I looked at him, and I said, "I'm not kidding. Grab a few fellows, I'll bring a ladder, and there'll be two missing when you come home." So he's away for the weekend, Mary Ellen. I'm sure he's going to call you and ask if I could. Parishes like here, or St. Patrick's, where I served for almost 35 years, do many different things, both as parish activities, camaraderie and fellowship, and also in ministry, that highlight people's talents and also their commitment. This evening, periodically, our parish life committee at St. Pat's will have an art show of showing off people's artistic talents. I'm always amazed at folks that you see in the pews Sunday after Sunday and don't realize that make afghans, paint, or do pottery, or whatever it is. So that notion of lifting up people's creativity is important because it kind of reminds us of how we're connected in the different various talents that people have. There are so many experiences that show the best of what we can be, and it's not just in churches. Different organizations you might belong to, or service clubs, often have people that we look back and say, "Wow, I didn't know he could do that. I didn't know she was good at that hobby or that craft." Reminded, as we often are, that we can choose to be the best we can be or not. Today's scriptures challenge us, I think, in faith to be mindful of where our energy can go and where our energy needs to go. Our first reading, Prophet Amos is one of my favorite Old Testament prophets. In that passage that we listened to, the prophet chastised those who did not reach out to the poor, those people who are in genuine need of our help. In the second reading, Paul writes to Timothy and reminds the community then, and reminds us, that we've been blessed with talents that can be used to better our communities, our neighborhoods, our families, as well as our personal life. The gospel story, a very familiar one indeed, reminds us of our blessings and the blessing of choice. The blessing of choice to help those in need. The story of the rich man and Lazarus, I think, always bothers us. We listen to this gospel passage and find ourselves thinking, when did I ignore the needs of another person? Sometimes this gospel passage makes us ask ourselves, what would it be like to be in the shoes of Lazarus, the destitute, wandering the streets, making sure we are near a community lunch or dinner kitchen for our next meal, dreading the daily mail that might remind us of a shut-off notice or a repossession. Yes, sometimes these situations are brought on by very bad personal decision-making, but sometimes they're not. This coming Friday, as you were reminded of in the opening announcements, is the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi. On or near this date, across the globe, here, religious ceremonies will honor an individual who lifted up the Creator, lifted up creation, and lifted up all the creatures of our planet. The feast also, each year, is a wake-up call, as we live in a country that by far has much more than most of the world. And yet today's gospel will once again make us a little uncomfortable, as we know how much food is wasted, the pollution of all kinds, including the trashing of bodies of water, constant deforestation in the name of progress, and other realities that have brought our Earth to a critical point that some say threatens even the planet's ability to self-restore itself. Going back to my opening comments about the creativity that is part of our human experience, our parish experience, our closeness to nature and each other can breed a spirit of cooperation that can turn us and our planet around. We can turn the world upside down, so to speak, to a better space and a better place for all of God's creation to live and move and know the grandeur of God, who loves us more than we even know. God bless you.